Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I'm Jackie Britton for Toyota's Patriots Today. Saturday is not a day that many people look forward to, even Coach Belichick. It's a tough day in the NFL. A hefty amount of players will be let go as teams look to get their rosters down to the final 53 players.
This is the toughest part of the job. I mean, we go to camp with 90 guys and we go to 53, so we know that we're going to have to tell 37 people that they can't be on the team. I mean, that's the math. So it's always hard when guys work hard, do everything you ask them to do, train hard, put forth all the effort they can put forth, and you still have to tell 37 guys that they can't be a part of the team this year. So it's always a tough thing. Certainly guys that have been around here and have contributed and won a lot of games for us, which it seems like there's always a couple guys in that category every year. But whenever that happens, that's even tougher because of the relationship and what they've done. But we all know it's a competitive game and a competitive league, and that's what we sign up for.
There is another side to one of the greatest games, and the players who make it this far know what they're in for. For veteran Leon Washington, who's faced adversity in his career and never thought he'd play again, he's learned how to handle the business side of the NFL and how to be a mentor in the locker room.
I mean, it is. It's a business, and we all understand that. We all understand what things may happen. People's lives will change forever. Some of these guys might not play football again another day in their life. So we understand that. It's a business, so, it is what it is, but for the most part, I try to share my knowledge with the guys, have a backup plan, be prepared, and, do what you can do right now because you never know you're getting another opportunity.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.